What's up, Ortandians? This is your girl, Ortandia, and you are tuning in to the number one podcast in the whole wide world, House of Ortandia. How y'all doing? How was your day today? I hope everything went well with y'all today. So, you guys know we're on the series Launch That Business Right Now. That's, you know, forget right now. Right now. That's my in my country grammar vernacular. But this is episode two. This is part two of that. And we're going to talk about your branding materials or your branding items. This won't be a long and drawn out podcast. I'm going to hit it, quit it, and I'm going to let y'all go. Okay. Prayerfully, you grab something from this. You're able to apply what I'm getting ready to say. And first up, websites. So, okay. Yes. You know, you're starting your business. You got all your legalities out the way. Now you want to have your website. Everybody needs, you know, a website. You want to show what you do, how people can get in contact with you, how they can book you or buy something, et cetera, et cetera. So there are a number of ways to get a website. You can, first things first, you got to get your, pay for your domain name. And everybody knows GoDaddy is the big dog of domain names. So, you know, but there are others, I'm sure. But just Google, where can I purchase a domain name? And of course, like I said, GoDaddy will come up first. So go ahead and, you know, get your, so whatever your business, danascookies.com, go ahead and purchase that domain name. And then you need a website host, someone like a Weebly, Squarespace, Wix.com, someone like that to host your website. And so these kinds of sites, they have their own templates. So you can kind of cut and paste, click and move, you know, using their templates. Or you can use some of the freelancer websites like Upwork, Elance, Fiverr, and have one of the freelancers design your website that way. Or you might know someone, you might have a friend or a companion or someone that you know that has a website up, a really decent, nice website, and ask for a referral that way. Or listen, nowadays, these high school students, middle school students, they're so digitally inclined. They may be able to design your website for you. So, yeah, just, but what I want to say about websites are important, right? I have a website, you know, I'm a consultant, so I have a website. But some of, in my opinion, the front-facing businesses like photographers, like clothing apparel companies, interior designers, bakers, whether it's cookies, cakes, pies, candies, whatever, makeup artists, photographers, people like that, they need to focus on Instagram and Facebook because people need to see, visually see. You need to be in the space where people can see what you do. And you can, you know, you can do your hashtag marketing and grow your following that way and get people to see, oh, whoa, she's a dope makeup artist. Oh, wow, look at, I want to buy these cakes. I want to buy these pies. Oh, well, she does great in interior design. I want to hire her. You know what I mean? So like that's, I call these front facing people. And yeah, they need a website, but like I said, they need to build an audience first, you know, build your audience. YouTube is also a third one, you know, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook for these people, to me, for these group, for these kinds of biz entrepreneurs are, is the first step in terms of their branding. And so, but will they need a website? Of course. That, you know, they'll need somewhere for someone to book them. You know what I mean? And see some more of their work or whatever. You know, they can read their bio and, you know, see some of their testimonials and all that kind of stuff. Sure, sure. But for, like I said, for them, if you fall in that group, I would suggest if you're just not getting started, I would suggest you work on your social media. And again, don't be afraid of social media. I am not. Now I troll. Let me be clear. I troll on all the social medias, but in terms of posting and having an actual account, I only have two. Now I have a LinkedIn account. That's because I'm a consultant, so I have a LinkedIn account, and I post things on LinkedIn. I post information, resources, stuff, articles that I follow, anything that's helpful to my followers on LinkedIn. And then I just now opened up an Instagram account. I hadn't had Instagram in like, I think I want to say in about 4 years. I think I came off in like 2017 or something like that. But I'm back on for a brand that's a part of my consulting. So I have a brand called Inform, Inspire, Celebrate brand by Ortandia. And this is activity books. These are apparel and card games. And so because these are front-facing things, I said, I need to have an Instagram page for that and show people, you know, what I do, creatively what I do. And so, you know, it's fairly new, like, I want to say about a month old. So it's like followers are dribbling in. So if you're on Instagram, if you go on your search and you do Inform, Inspire, Celebrate brand, I'll come up. And follow me. Follow your girl. You know? And so, where was I going with this? I was talking about front-facing businesses and how they, you know, social media is paramount. And, but on that page, on that Instagram page, I have my website, which that website, that link is a link to my main business, which is my consultancy, my strategic business consulting services. And so when they click that link, they go right on there. They see all of my services that I provide. They see the curriculums that I've written. And they also see those, that merch that I sell on via Instagram. So, I mean, now, man, social media is so, I was going to say so sexy. Social media is so advanced. You can purchase things right from the homepage. You can set up an Instagram shop. So if you sell shirts or you sell whatever, people can click the box, click the link and buy it right from your Instagram page. So, I don't want to beat this in the head, but get yourself social media, especially if you're front facing. Okay. And then the next thing I want to talk about, is the business card. Like I said, last episode, I don't want nobody handing me no business card. We in a pandemic. I don't know how many hands. So I have a digital business card, and there are a number of companies. I choose Hi Hello. And so what happens is you meet someone and say, hey, what do you do? Let me send you my business card. And so what you do is you get their number. It's just a text message. You're sending them a text message and you're texting them a link to your business card. And when they get the text message, it says, Hi, hello, this is Ortandia Consulting LLC, and with the link. And they click the link and it opens right up. And it's a digital version of a business card. That's all that it is. And they can download my phone number and email and all of that stuff right into their contacts from their phone. So that's another reason why I like the digital business card over the paper one. Because with a paper one, you have to manually type in a person, you know what I mean? But they can just download it right into their contacts or upload it right into their Microsoft Outlook contacts right on the spot, you know what I mean? And so, like I said, there are a number of ones. Hi Hello was not the only one. And you can design a number of business cards. So if you have four or five different businesses, you could do four or five different cards, and then you just send them the card. You just select the card that you want to be sent out. And so I like that, you know. It's just, it's new. It's a little funky. I like that, you know. And so, yeah, there's that. And then the last thing I want to talk about, so I talked about the websites. I talked about social media a little bit, touched on that, talked about the business card, and I want to talk about your business address. And so if you don't want to use your home address, I mean, if you do, that's fine. But if you don't want to, you can get, everybody knows about the UPS store, but I won't say everybody knows. You can get use the UPS stores. They provide business address services. So for like $40 a month, they'll give you a suite number. And then they receive mail for you into a P.O. box and all of that kind of stuff. So you can do that. So say if the UPS store that you went to was located at 725 Market Street. So your business address would be 725 Market Street, Suite 205. You know what I mean? And that's what you would put on all of your correspondence. That's what you would, you know, put on your invoices and all of that stuff. You would use that address. So that's one way to get a business address. Another way is to rent out a co-working space. So like places like WeWork and stuff like that. But there are local places. There are places other than WeWork. They're just maybe the largest one. But there are so many co-working spaces. And a lot of them had to shut down or minimize their services last year. So you should really be able to get a good deal in a co-working space. So say if you go, don't take the first price that they give you. So say if you go and the person is saying, yeah, you know, it's $500 a month. You'd be like, oh, okay, well, when was the last tenant here? And if they kind of give you the one around, like they don't want to answer, you'd be like, okay. So you just know in your mind, it's been a long time and you're not going to, you're not about to cheat me. No. We're going to negotiate this price, honey. So you say, okay, well, oh, and if they say, oh, it's been 3 months, oh, it's been 5 months, oh, it's been 6 months, then be like, okay, well, how about we negotiate the monthly fee? You know what I mean? You put on your negotiator's hat. Say, let's negotiate. You know, maybe I'll sign for 18 months and let's do, you know, maybe $375 or $400 a month as opposed to $500 or something like that. But don't take the first number that they give you, girl and sir. Negotiate. And so that's another way to do it. Co-working spaces, like I said, at the UPS store. And the third way is you can get a virtual office space. You can Google them. A lot of them come up. One is called iPortal, but they're iPortal.com, iPortal.com. That's the one that a friend of mine, she uses that one. But there are a number of them. And so they do the same thing as your local co-working space. They give you a physical address to use. They give you a suite number and they take so much of your mail. So they'll receive so much mail for you. And so the lowest package that you get is the lowest, the lowest amount of services that they will provide. So if you get a larger package, of course, that'll be more money, but they'll provide more services for you. You know, and so that's another way to get a business address so that you don't have to use your home address. Because when you use your home address as your LLC, when people research your business and they can Google your business and everything comes up, your address, which is your home address. You know what I mean? So if you don't feel comfortable with that, then you want to get a business address. But if you're fine with that, you're cool with that, then go ahead with your home address, you know. And that's pretty much it. I just wanted to take a very little time just talking about branding a little bit and just getting your address, a business address. Not too long. I didn't do too bad this time. Usually, honey, I'm just a chitting and a chatting, but I didn't do too bad this time, did I? This is going to be a short, sweet, and to the point. Do I have a money in a minute? Let me think. I think I've shared this before, but I think it deserves repeating. If you have an extra car, and I definitely have shared this before, you guys know where I'm going with this. If you're a two-car family and you can really just drive one car, I would say to bring in extra money, put the other car up on one of the car sharing spaces like Turo, Hire a Car, Get Around, one of those sites, right? Rent it out. Let somebody rent it out from you guys. Bring in an extra $1,000+ a month. If you only have one car and you have to go to work and you're at work for 8 hours a day, put your car while you're at work, put your car on one of those sites to be rented out. So you're making money while you're at work, and your car is making you money while you're at work, right? If you can't do that, or if you don't want anyone else driving your car, perfectly fine. I understand. Go to one of those buy here, pay here places and purchase yourself a car for $4,000, $5,000. You said, girl, I don't have no $5,000 laying around. But how about you and one of your girlfriends, you and one of your homeboys, y'all get together, $2,500 a piece. Or if you say, sis, I don't have $2,500 laying around. Okay, how about five of you and your homeboys getting together and everybody comes to the table with like $1,000. Now, if you have to Uber and Lyft until you make your share, then do that. And five of y'all get together, buy a $5,000 car and put that car on these rental car spaces. And you guys collect that money and split it up 5 ways or 4 ways or 3 ways or however many people got in on the deal. And then you guys go get another car and do the same thing, and another car and do the same thing. So y'all got a whole fleet of the mugs on these websites. I was listening to a podcast the other day, on Sunday, I believe, and it's a young man who's an accountant, and he has 12 cars on getaround.com right now. And they're all the economy cars. He only does like Hyundais, Honda Civics, Chevrolet, stuff like that. Only economy cars. And he's making a killing. He's killing the game. And he did not leave his 9-to-5. So my money minute for you is, if you have, like I said, if you have an extra car, if you have one car, or if you and your homeboys or your homegirls want to get together and just build your fleet of rental cars, get out there and do it. It's so many ways to make money out here. It's crazy. And so, like I always said, I want to see you in heaven with me. And I'm out.